When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush out in Canada. He'll be back later this week. We'll be heading to Big Ten Media Days today. I'm heading today. You'll be there at some point on Wednesday. I'll be there tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday in Indianapolis. Sip, how are you doing this fine Monday morning?
We're here.
We are here.
We're here. Myself, yourself, yep. And Ben. Bill is, what did you say?
Bill is in Canada with Duke. He said that on the air last week, yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah, he's with Duke.
We have seen,
and there's another someone. And
I think Gary was his name.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah.
We've seen several photos of Bill holding the Canadian flag in some regard.
It's hilarious
some
photos.
Capacity, yeah.
The photo that I saw anyway that I got a huge kick out of was Bill Roadside holding the Canadian flag and not smiling. He was not smiling.
He got a kick out of that, didn't he?
And he was wearing. I did. And he was wearing the same clothes he had on us Friday, which made me wonder, did he take another set of clothes, or is he just wearing the same ones every day, which you could do on a dude's trip fishing.
Right.
He's going to need something warmer, though, up there.
He will. I wonder what the temperature is up there in Canada. Now, here's what, in the low 80s today, you take down probably at least 15 degrees going north, I would
Listen
say.
Listen to you.
I'm not a meteorologist.
Like, you really know that.
I like the weather. I did at one point want to be a weatherman when I was growing up, believe it or not. As a freshman in college, I considered going that route. And then I took meteorology class, and I got like a C.
A C, not bad.
It's the same thing as econ. There was two classes I thought were really interesting, meteorology and econ, and I sucked at both of them. Oh. Supply and demand, fascinating. My head doesn't get it, though.
Huh.
Doesn't get it.
That concept's not all that difficult. Supply and demand.
Yeah, I did understand.
I get it, though.
Econ's
I couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out.
Hey, Ben, this is what is known as idle chit-chat.
Yeah. By the way, I apologize to the breakers who I didn't have the YouTube stream started until about 6:02. So they've missed the first minute. We're good, though.
They didn't miss
anything. People can watch.
You didn't miss a thing. You missed some idle chit-chat.
Yep.
Weather. Yeah, not much to talk about the weather. How was your weekend?
It was fine. This is a sad day in the Sorensen household. Can I tell you? This is kind of a bittersweet day. This is the first day that Scotland goes to daycare. So maternity leave ends today for my wife Elizabeth. She's back to work. And it's just, you know, it's tough. The first day the baby goes to daycare. It's a new chapter of life. Still newborn. Still, you know, obviously a baby, but passing the torch to the next years ahead, you know, the next months and years ahead.
Are you going to go survey that scene?
No, I will be on the way to Indianapolis. I feel terrible that I am gone this week when it's the first week back to work and the first week that Scotland's not in the house all the time.
Huh, okay.
It's a very yeah. emotional week for both of us, but especially with I'm not here.
No, that's a
Elizabeth
lot.
Has Scotland and work, and I feel terrible about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to make light of that situation.
But my mom's going to help out next couple days, so she has some company
God bless
here.
Your
yeah,
mom.
I know, but it's I feel really bad that I'm not there.
It's really good though that your mom and dad are close, and that her mom and dad are relatively close.
Yes,
you know. That helps a ton. Think if you're out in Seattle or someplace.
That would
like
be bad.
That. Yeah.
Who would
Seattle would be really
who would
bad.
Who would I turn to?
Yeah.
Or how about San Francisco? You like that city too. You're a big fan of San Fran.
Yeah,
we know your thoughts on San Fran.
Yeah. At any rate, I'll help you with this. I'll help your mood.
Your job is to help me
stay
in this
upbeat.
Week. Well, I think it's better. It's going to be easier. I'm not here this week. I won't have the sadness and the sentimentalness.
You'll be in Indy.
I'll be in Indianapolis. But me and Big Swim and Chancellor Brewington are driving out today.
Wow.
About 9:30 we'll depart from Lincoln as the goal, if not before then.
So the ticket's going to have how many people there?
7. Well, 8 including yourself.
Oh, see, I didn't count. You pick up on that?
No. 8 people. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Nick Sainer, Derek Pearson, Jay Foreman, Adam Carricker, Amon Green, and Chancellor Brewington.
What a crew.
How about that for your 8 people in Indianapolis tomorrow through Thursday?
Yep, what a crew.
Nebraska's Day, by the way, is on Wednesday. We'll be there. You'll be there for the whole day. We'll be there for the whole day in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm contemplating doing shows with you on Tuesday and Thursday, which
Well, you're doing Thursday for sure. You'll be in Indy, you said.
Yeah. Tuesday's a possibility.
There's no reason why you shouldn't do it on
Bennett,
Thursday.
And this is, again, idle chit-chat with Jake and Sip. Bill's gone. Bennett, can you, if I were here tomorrow, could you set up the situation?
Ben is very confident in his, I'm confident in Ben.
So we might do the show tomorrow.
Well, I will for sure be doing the show from Indianapolis.
Indy.
You will not be there. If we do the show together, you will be here and I will be there. And Wednesday, we'll both be there. And Thursday, we should both be there also.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When is your flight on Thursday?
Well, I think my flight's like at 11.
Oh, you'd be fine. Oh, yeah. Imagine leave after the first hour, because that's Eastern time, 7 to 9 for the show versus 6 to 8.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll work all that out.
Sean will work that out.
I'd say for sure tomorrow.
Okay.
For sure tomorrow. I'll just lock that in. You'll be in Indy.
I'll be in Indy.
Just programming note.
Yep.
Jake will be in Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium. I'll be in Lincoln. We'll still have our show. Please listen.
Thank you. On that note, Kevin on YouTube says, when you leave, who's going to run the show? Young Ben will run the board. Young Ben is a very reliable young producer.
Yeah, Young Ben will be here with me tomorrow.
He will
This will be fun.
Yep, but I'll be doing the show for me. Just to clarify, that I won't be here, but I'll be on the show. And you guys will be here in studio. That's how it's going to work.
This is it. I mean, this is, we have, I don't know, I think the term is bridge the gap. From the off season to what I'm going to call this the start of the season. I'm going to call this the start of the season.
Well, and fall camp begins next Wednesday, right? The 31st,
right.
Is that right?
Yeah, this vaults you into preseason camp.
That's right.
This being the Big Ten media days.
Yep.
This is beautiful. This is a beautiful time of year for me because you're smiling. I will say one more thought.
Going. I'll read the YouTube.
You read the YouTube after I...
Finish your thoughts, yeah.
Finish this thought. For a columnist, the offseason can be excruciating, especially a columnist who likes football and just mostly wants to write about football, because the topics tend sometimes dry up a little bit. They didn't this summer, thank God, but they started to wane a little bit in the last couple of weeks, so this is a welcome
it's
development.
It's good timing for that. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. What's so funny?
As I have been doing the rundown, I'm going to tell you right now, it was a challenge today for the rundown. Even though Mondays are typically the best days because stuff happened over the weekend, it was a slow hell weekend in the sports world.
Nothing. Yeah.
The British Open happened, and we'll get to that later on the show. Yeah. That was fun to watch. But that also ended at 12:30. It was done by 12:30 p.m.
Yeah, nothing.
Just afternoon, the British Open ends, and there's nothing else happening the rest of the day in the sports world.
Yeah, we don't want to talk too much about nothing happening because people will
turn
off
their
radio.
Well, we're here, though. We keep doing radio. But, okay, the YouTube stuff I'm talking about. So, as I told you, I was late to start the YouTube video.
Right.
We were on time as the show on the stream, on the app. On the FM at 6:01 as always. But I forgot to go live on the YouTube stream until 6:02. Here's some comments from YouTube during that time. Start over, says Rob on the YouTube. Someone says, young Ben, what's going on in there? Yeah, young Ben got called out on the YouTube
That's
chat.
That's awesome, Ben. You got called out. That's good.
Someone says, Jake has been abducted on the YouTube chat.
Hey, being called out, wear that as a badge of courage. It's okay to get called out.
Someone says, 7 Mile Ben broke the board. Yeah, so that's two call-outs from the YouTube.
Ben already has a nickname, 7 Mile Ben.
Ethan says, the live audio is going on, but I'm not sure what was happening. But we're good now. We're good. People are just freaked out that it wasn't. Forgot to turn the stream on, says Kobe, a.k.a. you were late. We were not late. We were on time. This show started on time. The YouTube did not. My fault. Kathy Woody's with us. She says, remind Sip to pack for his trip. Go to Target today.
Good morning, Kathy.
And please bring clothes to Indianapolis this time.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, I do wear that Thorogood shirt. Thank you. I like it. I do like it.
You going to bring that one to Indy or not?
I might.
Would that be your Wednesday shirtless media days? I do got to remember to pack.
I've already started packing, by the way. I'll be ready.
Are you going to be in Husker Online gear or ticket gear or nothing gear on Wednesday when it's Nebraska
Day? That's a good question. I haven't got that far.
Well, you have to pack your bags properly.
Yeah, properly.
I would think you got
to. Listen, Jake. You have to pack your bags properly. Hello, Kathy. I'll remember. I don't know what that issue was of what? Where was I going? Oh yeah, to Texas.
Texas. Yeah,
to
you were in
Belton,
Texas.
And Houston.
That's right.
And I had to buy.
There's Farley outside.
I had to buy short. Terrell Farley is entering the building.
T. Farley, the newest Hall of Famer for Nebraska football.
One of the newest Hall of Famers.
The black shirt. Entering the building right now.
Entering the building. Idle chit chat. Went to Buffalo Wings and Rings last night at 7:10. Arrived and the parking lot was full.
That's great.
Don't ask me why.
Is there trivia going on?
Harry Potter trivia.
Did you participate in Harry? Please tell me you tried.
Harry Potter. No. I don't. The Dominic grandson, Alex grandson, Dominic mainly. Dominic was astounded when I asked the question, is this like, is Harry Potter like in the last few years here? No, early 2000s.
How about 25 years or so now?
Early 2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
It was a
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've been, you know me. Now, here's the deal. It was a great crowd. It was. That's interesting.
You didn't participate, though.
No, of course not, because I don't even, I don't know
anything. I'd see you try on trivia.
On what? I mean, I never read a book or watched
a movie. If it was multiple choice, you have a chance.
Yeah. No, it was a good crowd. Well, yeah, it was almost packed. But the service was great because you think in that situation, oh, we're going to be sitting here for a long time. No. It was just like usual. Great job by Tony and the crew.
Well, I want to give a shout out to somebody else this morning on Idle Chit Chat because I went to a place last night that's not a client, but I'll mention them on the airwaves because this place literally will never, ever fail. This might be the curse of doom. They can't fail. A place that has existed for, I don't know, 40 years plus and will never fail is Olive Garden. You want to know why? Yeah. We went to Olive Garden last night with Scotland like at 8 o'clock. That's right.
Seriously?
I know. A little late for baby, but...
8 p.m.
8 p.m. The place was packed. 8 p.m. on
second.
A Sunday.
Wait
there
a
was
second.
When we left at 8:45, there was a wait to get in and they closed at 10.
I like Olive Garden, so you're preaching to the choir on this. But I am startled that think about that on that end of town, Buffalo Wings and Rings,
which is a great place, also packed last night,
and Olive Garden, 7 p.m. plus packed.
Well, I think about this, Sip. I mean, Olive Garden was big in the 90s, as was your place, Applebee's. Applebee's is, of course, faded, still exists to a certain extent, but it has faded in popularity.
What are you talking about?
Olive Garden is never. Never not busy. It's always busy.
Are you sure Applebee's is fading?
It is fading. Yeah, they're losing locations all over the place. But Olive Garden never fails. Now, you don't see new Olive Gardens ever. But the ones that exist, they are like recession-proof.
Breadsticks.
The bread. I mean, if you want
to crispy
salad. What? If you're like, I want to eat healthy. Well, guess what? Get the soup and salad. That's pretty healthy. You want to eat cheap? Get the soup and salad unlimited. That's pretty cheap and healthy. You want to load up? Get all the pasta you want. They got wine, they got beer, they got pop. It's the kids' menu is great. Breadsticks for days. Olive Garden will never fail.
Nope. I agree.
Ever. Ever.
Some of it is.
It showed no signs of ever slowing down.
Some of it is just the care with the care they put into the salad.
The salad is
crispy salad.
It's good. It was so good last night.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Fresh and crispy. You can go to places where it's not. And that's trouble right off the bat, right? And of course, the breadsticks. People are always going to say the breadsticks.
Still very good.
I agree with you on Olive Garden. I never have had a bad experience at Olive Garden in my lifetime. Okay, think about that. That's Olive Gardens in multiple cities over a period of 40 years.
Right. Never had a bad experience. Right.
Over a period
of 40. It's probably never been slow there either. It's always busy. Right.
Jake, you will hear people criticize someone for liking chains. But this is a great example of why a chain is very effective. Because what I just said, I'm saying 45 years, by the way. 45 years, no bad experiences. It's a chain. It's reliable. It's not up and down.
No. Olive Garden is again, incredibly consistent. They never let you down, and it's always packed. And I said,
it's not always packed.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's not.
Well,
but it does good business.
I've never seen an unpacked Olive
Garden. I have. I've been there.
I'm just saying, I left at 8:45, and there was a group of like 10 waiting to get seated.
I'm not going to give in to this notion that Olive Garden is always packed. It's not, because I've been there when it's not. But it is popular.
And
it remains popular.
And it never fails me. I've never had a bad time.
Me and Jake arguing
over
Olive Garden. I love it. I hate it that you're saying that Applebee's popularity is waning.
Who would push back?
Not me.
And you loved Applebee's.
I still do.
But you've been there for a long time.
I've been there for a long time.
That's sad.
What happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
Applebee's had great fries. It was a great sports bar in general.
Is this a COVID conversation?
I think it was before COVID. Yeah, Applebee's, it was going downhill about 10 years ago, at least. 2015, 16, Applebee's was starting to slow down a little bit. Olive Garden,
what's the
no
years
slowing
you're putting
down.
On it?
2015, 2014.
Oh, come on.
No.
No, yep. You can't, Jake, you can't go back that
text
far.
Line, when did the demise of Applebee's begin? 10 years ago, more, less?
Unless maybe you could accuse me of splitting hairs, but I would say 2019 at the earliest. 2019.
East Lincoln West says Applebee's is a sinking ship. It has ran its course.
This has become a very sad conversation.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
We are addressing the important issues of life here. On Idle Chit Chat on Early Break.
East Lincoln West.
He says he
just dubbed Applebee's a sinking ship.
Yes. And I would agree with that. I would concur with East Lincoln West.
Ben is shaking his head.
Based on the amount that are closing across the United States.
Ben is shaking his head. Yes. Affirmative. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I've noticed the decline.
Ron says, why did Sip stop going to Applebee's? See, how about that?
Ron is a good reporter. That's a good question.
You could have had stock in that cup for how often you went there.
That's a good reporter. Why did I stop?
You tell me. I can't answer that
for
you.
Had a couple bad experiences.
Well, there you go. On that, Matt says the service and management at Applebee's went way down probably 15 years ago. So I was being light with 10 years ago.
I want to amend. I mean, it is important that we choose our words carefully in this discussion. I said a couple bad experiences. No, not bad, just subpar. Just not what you'd expect at Applebee's.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never had that at Olive Garden.
No, you probably never will, because it's the best. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your summer and fall lawn care needs.
That was Idle Chit Chat.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We were debating Applebee's and when the demise began for them.
8 o'clock trip to Olive Garden last night.
Left at 8:45. Still had to pack after that. We gave Scotland a bath before that, so she was in pajamas already. But we're, somewhat good parents in that regard.
You're fine.
Put her down in a prop. I fed her. I gave her a bottle last night, so I was doing all sorts of stuff.
You're fine.
I was busy.
You're still sending inappropriate texts.
No, I would never do that. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. We mentioned it is officially Big Ten Media Day.
It is.
Week tomorrow through Thursday in Indianapolis. I was reading a couple previews for this across the... From On Three. Yeah, that's for you, Bill.
Hello, Bill. Good morning, Bill.
On Three, ESPN was doing a preview. And one of the big questions was, okay, we know Ohio State and Oregon are the head honchos of the Big Ten. Oregon is, of course, a newcomer, but they still are seen as a favorite to win the league with Ohio State. Do we know who the third best team is in the conference?
We do.
For sure. No hesitation.
I saw the rundown. I researched. I came to the conclusion that it's Penn State by if this is a horse race, by the length of a horse. Don't put USC in this conversation. Keep them out.
So who's fourth? In Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan's fourth.
You think Penn State's a clear third?
Yeah, by the length of a horse. It's a race, but USC's trailing.
Could they catch?
I'm really surprised you put USC on the rundown.
That's what the report said. The different previews put
USC's not in this conversation.
They were in the previews. I'm giving the previews some support here.
USC, you know what you don't want to do in the Big Ten? Head into a season with a suspect defensive line, and they are beyond suspect. They don't have a very good one. They were terrible up front last year, USC. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to go into the portal and get interior linemen and struck out. So they're going to be playing a bunch of young guys up front. How do you think that'll go in the Big Ten? Hello.
I told you that someone picked them at 3 wins this year.
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah.
I think that's a little low.
Well, the guy I talked to, his name is Schrader. That works for On Three, Scott. He picked 9 wins, so balance it out.
Well, was he a USC fan or not?
He's a UCLA grad.
Okay,
but he picked I thought it was curious to me that he would pick them to win 9. But the answer to your question, as to who's the third best team, is Penn State. Penn State, but it's interesting. Because Penn State and Michigan have some similar issues. Penn State did lose 3 offensive linemen. Michigan lost its entire offensive line.
They'll be fine, right?
I don't know.
Jim
Harbaugh's gone. They have a whole new staff. Now, the difference in that conversation is Penn State does return its quarterback, Drew Aller. I don't know that Michigan knows who its quarterback's going to be right now. Okay.
But we both like Drew Aller, right? I like Aller at Penn State.
You like Aller way better than I do.
Yeah, I like him.
Well, he doesn't complete anything downfield. That's the problem.
He's a good quarterback.
He's good. He's not. But if you saw the spring game, you would say, ooh, what's wrong with Aller?
Could you be convinced that Penn State could push Oregon for the 2 spot or not?
No. There's a gap.
Ohio State, Oregon, no doubt 1-2. Nobody's touching those 2.
There's a gap. Now, Penn State is not, when I say Penn State by a horse length over Michigan, I'm not suggesting that there's a clear edge. It's a horse race. But, I mean, where Michigan, what you wonder about is losing everybody up front, losing Blake Corum, losing J.J. McCarthy. They have a lot back on defense, though, Michigan. It's going to be a defensive team. They do have a tight end, Colston Loveland, I think is his name, All-American type. But Penn State has Warren, who's an All-American type tight end. Michigan lost two great receivers. Again, lost Corum. I don't are they going to be able to move the ball like they have? I don't know. Now they're gonna really stymie people on defense. But Penn State also strong defensively. Now they lost four starters in the secondary, but they got a guy from Georgia who they think could be a superstar named Harris. And so it all just adds up to an edge for Penn State. It's interesting because you might say, well, Michigan, new head coach, new coordinators. Penn State, three new coordinators. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. So there's that. And you know who their defensive coordinator is, right?
Where?
Penn State. Tom Allen.
I think I missed that news.
Why did you laugh? Why did you snicker?
I think I missed that news.
You lack respect for Tom
Allen. No, I love Tom Allen. He faded out the last 2 years, but he had that 9-win season.
He's their defensive coordinator.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's their DC. So
9-win Tom.
9-win Tom.
He won 9 games, yes, didn't he?
I didn't know, however, that he was nicknamed 9-win Tom.
He won 9 games in Indiana. You get that nickname.
Did you get that moniker for one season?
Yeah, that's right. 9-win Tom. And faded out after that.
So, yeah, I do think Penn State is the call there. And I think Bill would agree with me, by the way, if Bill were here. Michigan looks like an 8-win team to me.
Well, there's got to be every year a surprise in the conference, a team that's not supposed to be there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you and I and everybody agrees that Ohio State's 1 and Oregon's 1B.
Yeah,
and
they are, by the way. Those teams are loaded.
I mean, it can't just be obviously, oh, it's Penn State 3, Michigan 4, somebody 5. There's got to be a surprise in the order. And people,
okay,
have said
that
people have said Nebraska could be that team with the schedule, okay, and the way things line up. And, yeah, they could be that
I'd
team.
I'd listen to that.
I still think you got to give respect, and I hate doing it, but to Iowa. Iowa finds a way to get 10 wins out of nowhere. Their schedule's not brutal this year. They do play Ohio State, but it's not brutal after that.
I think that's a good pick. I think some people would try to convince you that USC – could work its way into that. We've covered that. I just don't think that USC with a new quarterback and that defense is ready for all this. I think you're looking at a really rough season and perhaps the demise of Lincoln Riley. I mean,
no big deal.
Well, think about Lincoln Riley, where he was 5 years ago and now what you're looking at. I mean, there were reports that he wanted to get out of that opener with LSU. Okay. There's
Sounds
reports.
Like Scott Frost.
It does. How'd that go?
Didn't go well.
How's it go? Doc Stadler told me something once that stuck with me. And that is, if you're coaching scared, it's over. It's over. If you get a sense that the head coach is coaching scared, kiss it goodbye. If Lincoln Riley, now Lincoln Riley will get asked that question this week in Indy. Did you try to get out of that LSU game?
He won't say yes to that.
You don't think so?
There's no. Why would he ever admit that? That's a loser response. Like, yeah, we tried to. Okay, oh wow, you're scared.
You're right.
He's not. He would.
If he
was asked that question and he said, "We thought about it." That's a terrible look for him.
What about no comment?
Same thing. No response is admitting.
So
guilt.
Now he's got to lie.
Basically, so what if he answered it quickly? Now that was never a thought. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, that.
If he says that, right, he still might be lying, but at least he can not fess up and say, yeah, we try to get out of a game.
I as far as a surprise team that breaks into that, are you saying top three?
Yes.
Top
four.
I think that list stops. Well, I think you're talking about USC, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Washington, and then I think the list stops. Do you think there's another team that could work its way into that conversation?
I'm trying to think of the teams that are usually at the bottom. I don't see Rutgers doing
I'll give
that.
You some candidates. Rutgers. No, I don't see it. They're better. They're going to be tough. That game.
They should be a bowl team.
That game in Lincoln's looks like a 50-50 game to me.
Which is scary thinking about Rutgers like that.
It's Rutgers.
But
they're tough.
That's Greg Schiano.
Yeah, they're supposed to be pretty good. How about, can I sell you Maryland? Top four.
No.
No.
Nope. To Talia's gone. New quarterback.
Michigan there. State.
No.
Northwestern.
No. No way.
UCLA.
Nope.
Minnesota.
No.
Purdue.
Nope.
Illinois. Indiana.
No,
come on.
None of them. None of those teams.
So
you're right. It's the teams you mentioned. USC, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa.
Right. And Washington. Yes.
I'm not buying them, by the way.
I think you can put him in that category.
Good luck replacing Michael Penix. You don't realize how that guy was dynamite at Washington.
I don't disagree with you at all. I 100%
Roma
agree
Dunze
with
is gone.
When you have Penix and Roma Dunze.
Those are both top 10 picks in the draft. It's top 10.
And then you lose them. Yeah, now they lost a ton of guys. I mean, they hardly have it. Hardly have
lost
anybody.
Their coach.
Back. Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer is now at Alabama. Jed Fish, the head coach at Washington now.
They have hardly anybody back.
I think their old runner was 6.5 wins when it was put out.
Sherrone Moore, let's talk about him for a second, has a colossal job, and it's really hard because of the losses on offense and who he's replacing. What a void there is going to Big Ten Media Days without Jim Harbaugh. What a huge void there is, because there's not many colorful characters in the Big Ten. He was really the one, but he was also an extraordinary coach, right?
He was our oddball. He's an oddball guy, and he knows that. Mm-hmm. But he was our oddball.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
He was very successful.
I don't mind
as an oddball.
He was an appealing oddball.
He was. That's true. Yeah,
some people. Some people were put off by him, and you'll hear that on the text line. But I think the prevailing sentiment was he's kind of entertaining. And who is it now? Who's entertaining in this league? Who is it? Who's colorful?
PJ Fleck has got some color to him.
He does. A little.
And Matt Rhule's not really colorful. He's a good talker.
He is. Rhule's yeah. With six, he's not quirky.
Well, really. You know, the guy that might be pretty loud is Kurt Cignetti, Google me, at Indiana.
Yep, Cignetti.
Google me, man.
Yeah, Cignetti strikes me as someone you want to see at the podium.
He'll be good.
You want to be on hand.
He'll be high energy at the podium.
Yeah, you want to be on hand for Cignetti. Terrell Farley has a message for you behind you.
Hi, Jake, says Terrell Farley.
Terrell Farley, the Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Blackshirt, Hall of Famer.
Yes, the Hall of Famer. Look at him.
Yeah, like he's like, yeah, that's
the
me.
OLB.
That's right, that's me.
Very fast OLB. hey, so yeah, Sherrone Moore, Jake, has to address all those issues on offense. Lost two top receivers to the NFL. Lost the entire offensive line. Lost J.J. McCarthy. Lost Blake Corum. Donovan Edwards will try to be the running back. I'm not convinced on Donovan Edwards. Michigan wants to just hammer you on the ground, wear you out. He's not that type of running back. He's a big play running back. Corum was perfect for that.
He was, yeah.
Corum was perfect for that. Donovan Edwards, I like him, but he's a great change of pace guy. But an every down guy? I don't know. He doesn't scare you.
He's a good option to have still.
Oh, absolutely.
He was very good.
He'll bust some runs.
In his role, he was very good.
He'll
in his
bust
role.
Some runs.
He will.
Will he get you four? What a terror Corum was just getting 4 and 5 yards every time?
Can he carry it 20-plus times a game, which Michigan likes to do. They like to run the ball.
Right. When you think back to the Michigan game that Nebraska played at Michigan, it was largely defined, in my mind, by the fact that Nebraska couldn't stop Corum from getting 4 and 5. 4 and 5. 4 and 5. 4 and 5. If you're getting 5 yards on first down, come on. What's going to happen? You'll probably lose about, 31-7.
That's about right.
And that's what happened.
Pretty standard.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like
that. So I think we both, Penn State is the third team.
They're going to win 10.
Michigan, possibly. Nebraska, possibly.
Can I put it to you this way? You really think Penn State's not going to win 10? They don't play Michigan or Oregon, by the way.
No, they should win 10 games.
You say that about Michigan?
No, I can't right now. But that's why I'm saying that Penn State could scare for that second spot and surpass Oregon potentially.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think they have enough juice for that. Oregon's got a lot of juice. A lot of juice. Ohio State and Oregon.
Do you like Gabriel that much more than Drew Aller?
really asking me that question?
I'm just confirming.
Yes. Dylan Gabriel might be your leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy.
I was just checking.
Is anybody mentioning Drew Aller for the Heisman? No.
But maybe they should. You never know.
No. He's got to complete passes downfield.
This is the year for Drew Aller. Hey,
I don't know if he's got enough receivers.
I forgot an idle chit-chat before we get to break. There was a gift left for you at the front door over there. It has a message on it. This is, I think, the road into Indianapolis. It says US 40, 9 Metro Indy target locations to get some clothes if you miss those clothes. It's from Missing Tooth Greg. It says, if found, please forward to Steve Sipple at Lucas Oil Stadium.
This is the gift.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, if found.
This is a laptop bag for you.
Thank you.
From Missing Tooth Greg on the front porch at this morning.
Greg, thank you. So this is, there's actually something in it.
I didn't open it at all. I just gave you the bag.
I'm going to open it.
This is a gift from Missing Tooth Greg this morning, left in the front, the mill patio outside the ticket.
I'm going to open it because there's things in it.
Is there some some sock? Is that underwear? What is that?
This is an Adidas shirt.
That's the shirt. Okay, we got a shirt. That's a pretty nice shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Thank you, Missing Tooth Greg.
Maverick Hockey.
Okay.
Maverick Hockey.
UNO, let's go.
Yeah, I'll take that.
What else? What else is in there from Missing Tooth Greg?
I'm going to vet it before I open it. It looks like
some pants.
Short pants.
Short pants.
There's some short pants.
Short pants. You got your outfit.
See if I like these.
You have your outfit.
Ooh, I do kind of like these. They almost look like cargo pants. They are. These are Bo Pelini cargo pants.
This goes together, the white shirt and the cargo pants. You're set for media days. Missing Tooth Greg got you clothed here.
People are going to think I'm Bo Pelini. And I don't know what this is.
Is that underwear?
Polo Club. All right. Thank you.
Wow. Missing Tooth Greg on the scene. Thank you, Missing Tooth Greg.
Yeah, I like this. I really like those cargo shorts.
Well, wear them
tomorrow. I've never had cargo
shorts. Wear them tomorrow in Indianapolis when you get there. Before I get to break, quick plug, if you're hungry for lunch, brunch, or breakfast, Early Bird is the modern take on your classic diner. Open 6:30 to 2:30 every single day. They've got breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fry and steak, and how about cinnamon roll pancakes and the hash holes appetizer and brunch cocktails. 19th and K, free parking. The Early Bird gets the pancake, not the worm, but the pancake
right now.
At Early Bird. Go check that out for today for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Open 6:30 to 2:30 again, 19th and K. When we come back, I got to give you a great fact about this year's British Open winner. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
15.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.